Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is Intimate Knowledge with Megan King. Shh, it's a show about sex.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Intimate Knowledge. I'm your host, Megan King. You can find me on Instagram at Megan King. Find me online on the World Wide Web at GaiaHavenExperience.com. I'm so excited because I'm planning some great retreats coming up. Zermatt is July 17th through 22nd, Women's Growth Retreat. And I have some other exciting things in the works. I had a really good call this morning with the Gaia team and excited to make a big announcement coming soon. So check out that website and my Instagram for more info. All right, so let's get into it. So today, I'm going to give you guys a quick little update on what's going on with me. And then we're going to bring in Dr. Tara. She is a sex expert on YouTube and TikTok. So I'm excited to talk to her. She seems like just a ball of energy and so much fun. So, all right, what's going on with me? So this weekend, I am flying to Charleston for a wedding for my girlfriend who's, she's getting married. She's a good girlfriend from high school. It's interesting where I'm 38 years old and this is her first wedding. And that's unusual. I kind of felt like wedding season was over for me more or less and for me and my friends. And it's funny because I feel like I'm going to my 20th reunion is like in 2 weeks from high school. And so I kind of feel like this is like a little mini high school reunion and I want to like look really good. But I went to an all-girl high school. But there's gonna be guys there that I knew from high school that went to the all boy high school. So, and then also rival all girl high schools, women will be there. I feel like I'm regressing back to the high school version of me and my best friend and who lives in San Francisco. She and I are like texting about what to wear and what the vibe is and everything. I go to weddings and cocktail type events all the time. Like, at least once a week, I would say. And I don't ever get nervous. I just throw something on in my closet. Like, I'm not nervous. I should say a little anxious, though, because I'm actually thinking about this, putting a lot of thought into it. I'm balling on a budget. I went to TJ Maxx with my daughter. She's sick at home and just like bought a bunch of stuff. So we'll see what happens. So anyways, this weekend, going with Will, the guy that I've been dating on and off for like 3 years. And this time, round three, we've been dating for a few months and we're leaving things kind of casual. We're not naming what we have. We're just saying we're best friends. You've seen them on my Instagram and, throughout the 3 years, but recently as well. And we definitely don't call each other boyfriend or girlfriend. But I miss him so much. We haven't seen each other. It'll be a month by the time we see each other next. That's a long time to go without seeing someone that you're dating. And like, I know that, I don't know, it's weird because I say we're dating and we are, but it's a little bit more than dating too, because we're like best friends since we've known each other for 3 years and we know each other very well. And I just really miss touching him and smelling him and just being in the same room together. It's hard. And so this is kind of making me question, well, what is it that I want? Because I like what we have. I like not defining it, I think. And I like being able to have my time with my kids when I'm a mom in St. Louis. And then when I don't have my kids, I like to be able to get away and just enjoy myself with my man and be comfortable. But this month off has really kind of done a number on my brain and my emotions. And I'm like wondering, does he miss me like I miss him? I don't know. I mean, we do talk about it a little bit, but I feel like we're at a point where instead of, you know, getting closer and closer together, it's staying stagnant, which was the goal, to stay the same. But are we stuck in the friend zone? It's not really friends. It's like best friends with benefits, but that just minimizes the complexity of the relationship because it's very deep and developed. And then I ask myself again, is history repeating itself right now? Because here we are, third time around. And I don't like, what changes, what gives, you know? It's hard to see each other when we don't live in the same state. So it's hard to see each other unless both of us are making conscious efforts. And it's more difficult for me because I have the children. So I don't know. I'm kind of in a holding pattern right now, but I do know that I'm very, very excited to see him this weekend. And it's a big deal. It's a wedding. I think bringing a date to a wedding, any wedding, is a big deal. But this is one of my best friends from high school. And it's with all of my high school friends, close friends, people that were very important in the development of who I am today. And on that note, let's bring in Dr. Tara.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at diamondsdirect.com.
Dr. Tara, thank you so much for being with us today on Intimate Knowledge.
Yeah, welcome. I'm so excited to be here, Megan.
Okay, so you wear many, many hats, but mainly sex hats.
Sex hats? Mainly sex hats, yes.
Tell us who you are.
Ooh, who am I? Who is she?
Who is she? Who are you, Dr. Tara?
I would say I wear three hats. The first hat is I'm a professor and I teach sexual communication and relational communication at Cal State University Fullerton. I received my tenure 2 years ago. So As I was receiving the news, I'm like, what else do I want to do apart from teaching in college? So that comes my second hat, which is a sex and relationship coach. I started my own practice here in downtown LA, where I coach people through whatever sexual goals that they have. And so I started that a few years ago. And then my third hat would be a TikTok influencer in sex education. I have 2 million followers on TikTok and I basically create sex positive content with comedy.
I know. I love your TikTok. It's so much fun. It's so much fun to watch. And you amass over 2 million followers in under a year. How did you do that?
I think it's because I have like an unapologetic, sassy tone and I'm saying the things people want to say. Thank you. I'm saying the things that I think people want to say, but they don't know how to say it or they feel like they can't say it.
What kind of feedback did you get from your TikTok, from your students and from your staff at university?
They think it's hilarious. Well, my students think it's hilarious. And they often are like, we want to be on your TikTok. So actually, I have quite a few videos of them on my TikTok. So I'll go things like, you know, oral sex, how long should it last? And then we'll go around the class and they'll go 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's so fun. They love it.
Well, how long should oral sex last? What's the answer? Ooh,
well, statistically, like if you ask women tend to say like less than 10 minutes. But I think men have like a pretty biased view of like watching porn. So sometimes men will go like, I can't do 20 minutes. I'm like, women don't ask you to go down on us for 20 minutes straight.
Wait, you know? I want to ask somebody to go down on me for 2 hours straight.
especially with a pillow under your butt, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, wait. Seriously? Like, hold on. Are women only asking for women are asking to
10 minutes.
Receive oral sex for 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
And men think that they should give oral sex for how long?
20 minutes.
Oh, they want to do longer?
Yeah, well, but they watch porn and they think like the performance part, right, is 20 minutes. And that's the thing about porn is that when you watch porn, you tend to think that sex should look a certain way or should last a certain amount of time. When you ask people, heterosexual people, how long should penis and vagina penetration last, like from the time the penis enters and just like nonstop in a row. Okay. People think they should last like 45 minutes.
What? Really?
Yeah. When in fact it's like 10.
That's like a long time.
It's a long ass time.
A lot of exercise.
A lot of exercise and it's impossible. Like a woman's vagina, it would by that time it would be like friction. It wouldn't feel
pleasurable.
Yeah, it
would just be raw. No.
But that's because of, you know, a lot of mainstream porn. Nowadays we have ethical porn, which I love. But because of like some toxic mainstream porn, a lot of people have different ideas of what sex should look like, how long it should last. And it's just not the truth. It's not the pleasurable truth.
Right. Yeah, we talk a lot about that, like how foreplay is not necessarily foreplay. It's core play. That's what it's not like fingering can lead up to sex. It's like fingering can be it if you do it right.
Fingering is the main character.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
It's my favorite, really.
I know. Like in the right spot, like if they know what they're doing, it's not just like fingers just like going around like all rogue.
Oh yeah, my partner like now knows my body really well, and like when he fingers me and when I squirt, it's like it's one of the best.
You can squirt. Can everybody squirt?
Yes.
How?
Everybody has like the mechanism to do it, but I think a lot of it is not letting go. Two things that I love telling people that they can try is number one is sexual meditation, because a lot of times there's a lot of energy stuck in the body and we're not even like we don't have the capacity to let go. And squirting is all about letting go. Like the female ejaculation is all about letting go. So sexual meditation will help you in terms of like mentally letting go. That's one of the best things you can do. There's so much research and experiments conducted using like sexual mindfulness as a variable that they show women who have had like cervical cancer, who said like, I feel nothing in my vag, literally get back their feelings and like started liking
sexual meditation.
From sexual meditation.
But what is that?
Sexual meditation is like a regular meditation practice, but it focuses on sexual thoughts, the sexual feelings, and the sensations in your body.
So how can I do that? Like tonight, after I put my kids down, how do I sexually meditate?
Yes. So if you want, I have a guided meditation that's completely free. That's on YouTube. There's a 5-minute one and a 10-minute one. So whatever feels comfortable for you, you can start with that. And it's guided sexual meditation. So all you got to do is find 5 minutes quiet time for yourself. Listen to the guide and follow the guide.
And so how often does this have to happen? How many sessions?
In those research, they do it consistently. So they do it daily for like a certain period of time. So like 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 1 month.
Well, that sounds manageable.
Manageable. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Yeah. As someone that practices this, I've done this for now almost 3 years, every single day for 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. And I can.
And do you find it helpful?
100%. I feel like
still after 3 years, you still find it helpful?
Yeah, I find it like maintenance. It's like taking vitamins. I take vitamins. Yeah. I do sexual meditation.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I do. Yeah. I take vitamins, so maybe I'll add sexual meditation into that.
There you go.
I mean, I do want to meditate more, but it's hard to, sometimes it's just hard to take 5-10 minutes when you're just meditating without, you know, a sort of end goal, which is, well, I mean, the end goal is inner peace, I guess, right? But in like intuitive like awareness. Yeah. But If I have a goal like a sexual goal, I feel like I'd be much more motivated to meditate.
100%. It's like inner peace and vagina peace. We can have both.
Totally. Oh my gosh, that's fascinating. Okay, so then sexual meditation can lead a woman to squirt because she's able to let go. But what else? Is there a spot? Mm-hmm. Like what is it?
So there's another thing that's like somatic practice is moving your hips and like moving your body in order to release like that pelvic area. Believe it or not, a lot of people store their stressors of the day in their pelvic area. Some of us do in our shoulders, neck, stomach, some like the pelvic area. And we need to like stretch the pelvic area, massage the pelvic area, move around. So these like somatic things can be very helpful. But honestly, I think for me, because I've never squirted in my 20s. I have just recently learned to squirt a few years ago. Wow. And when I squirted the first time, I would say a few things contributed to me being able to like let go. Of course, the two things that I just talked about, but also because my partner took the time. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've never dated someone who like took the time.
Why did he take the time?
You know, I think it's because at that point I was like already in my sexual awakening journey. So I gave him a lot of verbal feedback. Mm-hmm. So I was telling him like, oh, that feels really good. That feels really good. Like take your time, like stay there, just like that, stay there. And
so communication,
literally. But it took a while for me and him to like find that sync. And I think that sync comes after a while. I don't think like you can have sex like a one night stand and like squirt with someone.
Okay. So you have to be, okay. I see what you're saying. Now, if you decide that you don't want to squirt, can you turn it off?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think so. Especially if you have a really good control of your pelvic area, you can hold it in. Like if you don't want to let go of the juice, you can hold it in. You can still like have that orgasm feeling. Yeah. You can have an orgasm
like, I don't want to.
Feeling, but like kind of hold it in, kind of like when you pee, but you stop peeing, like you just hold it in.
That sounds terrible.
And I think you don't, then you don't ejaculate, but you can still come, like you can still have an orgasm.
Right. Right?
It's a brain activity. Yeah.
Oh, an orgasm's a brain activity?
Yeah.
What? Okay. This is so interesting because I'm not kidding. I feel like I was watching your TikTok and you talked about sex dreams and like how if you sleep on your stomach with your hands above your head, then you're more likely to have sex dreams. I have sex dreams and I'm not kidding. I'll come in my dreams.
Oh yeah, isn't that amazing? Yeah,
like for real, like it's a real orgasm, but it's in a dream.
Yeah, a lot of women can. How? I think it's a blessing, really. I have a lot of women that ask me, how do I induce it? I'm like, well, I mean, I don't have real scientific finding for that. But like research did find a correlation between people who sleep like that, like stomach on their stomach and then hands or arms up, to have more sex dreams.
Well, what normally, like if I have a sex dream, it's usually like one that ends in orgasm. It's usually when I'm laying in bed next to my partner and I kind of like doze off as we're like cuddling or touching or something. And so in my mind, I'm like thinking about like what happens next. And I think like that turns into a dream or something. Mm-hmm. And then like, that's where, you know, the full orgasm comes from eventually.
I love that.
I know. Isn't that wild? It's literally like in bed with my partner.
Yeah. I think there's like a term like continuous pleasure where some, like you can take it to your dream and like have an orgasm there. But some people use continuous pleasure as in like in the morning, they will start cuddling and maybe touching each other, but they will edge, like they don't have sex.
Right.
And then kind of throughout the day or when you like drive to work and you start feeling yourself and, you know, continue the pleasure. Like this continuous pleasure idea is a really good idea, especially for long-term relationships. And for people who have kids who are like, we don't have time to have sex, you can try continuous pleasure, like
just edge all day long,
just like touch each other to start, and then you can even finish off on your own, right? Like you can masturbate, you can, or come home and like mutually masturbate together. There's so much like taboo for people who masturbate together. They're like, oh, your sex life is dead if you're masturbating. Not really. Actually, research found people who have, more sexual variety when they get older with their partners tend to be a lot more sexually satisfied than people who think sex is like one thing.
Yeah, I know. I think that's like a big issue with a lot of long-term relationships is that we fall into a pattern of what works for us. Like you just said, your partner and you have been together for a while, you know each other's bodies. And when you know each other's bodies so well and you know what works for one another, why not just go to the thing that works well every single time? So it's harder to mix it up after a while.
It is harder, and it is definitely a conscious effort.
Yeah.
You have to be like, okay, today we're going to try have sex in the car.
Okay, so I want to ask you about the show. There's a show, Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm.
You know about it? Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what happens. So you have to date and get to know somebody from outside of a screen, right? You can't even see them. And then you propose to the person and then you get to smell them and touch them and see like who you chose. How do you feel about that? Like to basically like you don't know if there's any sexual chemistry until the end. Is that possible to have a relationship with that, like a successful one that doesn't just come from, if you have sexual chemistry, you're lucky at that point? Is it just luck or is there something to it?
That's a really great question. And I love the thesis of this show. I think what makes this show so interesting is that it's so different from our current dating patterns, because like with dating apps and these other dating shows, like it's all about sexual attraction and physical attraction, right? It's like over the top. Like you're on Tinder, like that's all you see is physical attraction.
Right.
So I think the thesis is like, it's really good. It's goodwill thesis. I like that. They try to have people develop like emotional connection prior. However, I am on. So there are two theories that talk about this and they're not boring. They're really interesting. The first one is called sexual compatibility model. The second one is called sexual restraint model. Sexual compatibility model states that you're the kind of person that wants to know right away if there's sexual chemistry, if we're going to be compatible sexually. Therefore, you want all your senses to be available. You want to see them. Mm-hmm. You want to see them, you want to touch them, you want to smell them, you want to talk to them, but you want to gauge because that's really important to you. So
that's
sexual compatibility is
good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You and me, Megan, I have the same
thing.
I feel
like that's everyone.
I have to know that.
Yeah.
Apparently not. So there's a lot of people who have sexual restraint model values where when they go on a date, the last thing they think about is sexual compatibility. They want to restrain. Yeah. They want to restrain. They want to like talk about other things and develop like emotional connection. See if there's like personality conflict. See if there's like room for family planning or similar goals in the future other than sexual compatibility first. So this is called sexual restraint model. And a lot of people have this.
Like what kind of people? Is it mainly men or mainly women? Or is it mainly a certain generation? Who?
Yeah, I love that you're so passionate about this. You're like, who the F is like the
next? Our producer on the show is the second one. She just dropped me a note that's her style.
Yeah, exactly. There are actually a lot of women who have sexual restraint model in how they view dating. And with people who have like sexual restraint model, a lot of satisfaction and determination of whether or not you want to date this person long term comes uh-huh. from whether or not you have personality compatibility and not sex.
What? Well, then is the sex bad?
No, because like that's not even a variable. Like you don't consider that at first. That comes later. Maybe after dating and talking for a couple of months, you start escalating into that sexual connection. And to a lot of these people, they believe that with the right emotional connection, that sexual connection is like inevitable. But, you know, on the other hand, there's people like Megan and Tara that are like, oh, yeah, I need to know right away if we have sexual chemistry and I need to use all my senses to determine that.
I literally was just saying before you came on the show on this episode that I'm seeing this person. We've been on and off for 3 years. And it's been a month that I've without seeing him. He lives in LA. I live in St. Louis. And I really miss him. Like it's been really difficult for me not to, and it's not even the sex it really as much as it, I just want to touch him and smell him and like be in the same room as him. It's been really hard for me.
Yeah. I love that you say smell twice. Are you a fan of scent?
Big fan. Like that's the, and back to these dating apps, like I could have so much chemistry with somebody on FaceTime and, you know, like texting, whatever, but if I really think I'm connected with someone, I will know when I smell them. Like when I give them a hug and I smell them, I'm like, okay.
Megan, you're like sister from another mother for me.
Are you like that?
I am. Scent is my number one indicator in dating. And with now my husband, I remember the first time I met him and I'm just like smelling him like, ooh, damn, that's sexy. You know, yeah. I rarely have felt like that previous to meeting him. So right now, like even in the morning, like we're cuddling, I love like just sniffing his back, his neck. Like yes. I love scent. It is, you know, there's actually research that shows scent is the number one indicator of true attraction because it's unbiased. Because mentally and psychologically and cognitively, you can be thinking about this person, right? What is their job? How much money they make? What do they look like? Are they like physically hot? Right. Are they fit? There's so many biases when you're thinking about a person, but scent doesn't lie because a person can check every single box you have and you still don't like their scent. And that's going to be a predictor of you breaking up or getting a divorce in the future because scent is so strong and so unbiased. It's very animalistic in a way that it can't lie.
Now, is this for everybody or just for people like me and you?
People. Like people, animals,
we're animals.
Mammals. Yeah, we're so good. We used to be so much better with smell. But now with like perfume and pollution and, you know, like we're not as good. But I think it's the best indicator. And have you ever heard the story of Napoleon?
No, tell me.
Napoleon, before us, have been a big fan.
He was a shorty.
Of scent and of indicator of attraction. And
Napoleon, the ruler.
Yep. Yeah, oh, Napoleon. Okay. Yeah, Napoleon. So back then, he would write a letter to his lover, Josephine. And he would write a letter. He's a known person for like scent attraction. He would write a letter that says, "Dear Josephine, I'm coming to Paris in 3 days. Don't wash."
No way. Wow, that's so interesting. It's like the vabbing. Have you heard about that?
Yeah,
that you take
vagina
juices and you like dab them on you like perfume. And it's supposed to be like the pheromones are going to attract your man.
I think it's attractive. I think when you are truly, truly attracted to someone, you will like their scent.
Right. I totally agree.
Without the perfume.
I'm
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
I was getting a Brazilian wax this morning and I was talking to my waxer about how, like, I'm so grossed out by things, right? And she's like, I'm really not. I'm like, obviously you're waxing my vagina. And she's like, you know what really drives me nuts is when is sweat. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, I can't handle sweat. She goes, when I smell sweat, I smell a penny, or I smell, I go, oh, you're smelling, she goes, it smells like blood. I go, I think you're smelling iron. Like if you're smelling like a metallic smell, like maybe you're smelling, and I go, are you smelling body odor or are you smelling sweat? And she was like, I don't know, but I can even smell it on myself. And she didn't even think she had a strong sense of smell, but I bet you she has a strong sense of like pheromone smell. Oh, isn't that 100%. Fascinating?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why, like, now my partner and I don't wear any perfume and I don't wear lotion that has scent in it because we love natural scent.
Each other's scent. Wow. And that's like, and that's not just you. That's just you being in tune with your intuition and doing 3 years in a row of sexual meditations every day.
Hell yeah.
That's so interesting. What about, okay, so dating apps. I want to talk about dating apps because this is another thing. Like, have they ruined sexual chemistry altogether? I go on these freaking dating apps, like, and I find these guys, whatever. And I'm an FBI investigator. And so I go on their Instagrams and I'll like look and see who they follow. And I don't know if you know this trick, but if you go on Instagram, somebody you follow and you look at who they follow, after your mutual people, the next people that are highest in the list are their most recent follows. So you can,
did not know that. Man, you really are an FBI investigator.
I know. And so you can see like, who are they following? What are they into? Da, da, da. And it's like, all these guys are following like these hot chicks who are like, you know, full of filters or whatever. And I'm like, what are you looking for? Like, are you looking to just fuck or are you looking for a relationship? Like, are you saying one thing and doing another? Like, or are you just going on Instagram for eye candy? Like, what's happening here? But I feel like that is men who are actually on these dating apps. I feel like a lot of them are that way.
You know, I think people are on dating apps too for certain reasons that are not looking for a relationship or even sex.
Like, what do you mean?
Are two reasons that studies found outside of wanting to be in a relationship or having sex is number one is to get validation or increase their self-esteem.
Oh, that is the number one reason?
Outside of wanting outside a relationship of, or okay, having okay. sex. Yeah. Okay. So I would like a third reason is wow. validation. Like they want to get a lot of matches so that it validates them, so that they feel like they have a higher self-esteem. You know, whether or not it's a right way, it's not a right way, but it yeah. does work in terms of getting external validation, right? I mean,
oh my gosh, that's yeah. so fascinating. But then what about sexual chemistry? I mean, like if I'm going on, you know, when I go on a date with this person or whatever, it's like, honestly, I feel like for the most part, people have been pretty like honest. I think, thank God, you know, I'm mm-hmm. attracting that sort mm-hmm. of person.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's horror stories out there. What are people doing with trying to fake who they are and then meeting in real life?
Oh my gosh. So research found most men fake about their height. Oh, most women fake about their weight. And then there's a significant-
We don't put weight on there. We don't put weight on there.
They tell or like they uh-huh. show pictures that are like thinner than current. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. Not necessarily talking, but yeah. And then the third one is there is a rise of people lying about their marital status.
Okay, I could see that. But I also think there's a rise in people being more into ethically non-monogamous relationships. Yeah. So like maybe they're not lying.
Oh, no, they're lying. There's a lot of people that are actually lying.
So they're going the Ashley Madison route?
Oh, yeah. No. Cheating? Like they're on Tinder, taking girls on dates and then like tell them 2-3 dates in like, oh, by the way, I have a wife.
Oh, gross.
Oh, my God. Yeah. One of my best friends just went to a date with a child psychologist.
Okay. Yeah. You'd think that would be an ethical person.
Who in a second date told her, oh, hey, by the way, this is what he said. I don't think you're going to think this is a big deal.
Okay. But
I am married and I have a wife and I have a daughter.
And does he plan to stay married or did he at least like lie and say he's separated?
He didn't. I don't know. She left.
Yeah. She bye.
Left. Yeah.
No, thank you. Like you assume that you're fully single if you're on a date. Like if not, right. You need to be upfront with that.
You need to tell them since like when you're texting, not like meeting in person.
Totally. Yeah, that's wrong. Okay. I want to talk about sexual satisfaction. First of all, how would you define it?
There's two ways to define sexual satisfaction. One is internal. Another one is interpersonal. So an internal sexual satisfaction is how satisfied you feel with your own sexuality, right? There are women who are very uncomfortable. There are people who are very uncomfortable or ashamed of their body parts or uncomfortable okay. just being naked. In that case, they would rate their internal sexual satisfaction as low because that's how you feel about your own sexual self. But then there's interpersonal sexual satisfaction, which is how satisfied you are with your sex life with others, particularly with a partner, if you have a partner. And that's subjective, right? You can rate it from 1 to 10 after you have sex with them, or you can feel like in general that this is how I feel about them sexually.
Are they equally as important?
I would personally say yes. I mean, there isn't any like scientific evidence to say one weighs more than the other. But right. if you think about it theoretically, like you got to feel good about yourself. You got to feel good about having partnered sex. So I would yeah. say like 50-50.
Yeah. To me, what that says to me is that you have to have self-esteem and you have to have chemistry with partner. That's what I hear.
Yeah. I love it. You're such a good TA. You're like summarizing. Listen, right? guys, here are two bullet points from what Tara said.
So which one do we find first, the self-esteem or the chemistry?
I would say self-esteem.
Okay. I mean, we can always masturbate, I guess.
100%. And actually masturbating increases your sexual self-esteem because you feel capable of giving yourself pleasure.
Oh, I love that. That's so interesting. Yeah.
So when women are struggling with their own sexuality, I usually prescribe like go masturbate first.
So, okay, in your 5,000 participant study, when you examining sexual satisfaction, talk to me about those results.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's super interesting because I was curious what contributes to long-term sexual satisfaction, right? Because we could have like short-term sexual satisfaction. Some people love, you know, a one-night stand. Like some people would say they have like a hoe face, right?
And
they
totally
had fun. They had a fun time.
Right.
But when they really reflect and observe, like, was that truly satisfying? Maybe not really. Right? Not that fulfilling. So I asked people based on these like different measurements, what would be an important factors contributing to one's long-term sexual satisfaction. And I found these three things. The first one is sexual mindfulness. So going back to doing sexual meditation, that mm-hmm. is the best way to gain better sexual mindfulness.
Okay.
Yeah. Or doing other things like yoga. Some people find
really
like, doing dishes mindful, whatever that slows you down and you're like focusing on one thing and you're
kind of sounds like staying in the present.
Yes. Yes. 100%. Okay. Yeah.
That's hard to do.
It's very hard to do. When it comes to sex, a lot of people report having intrusive thoughts.
Oh, 100%. Thinking about I'm always thinking like, why am I not coming yet? Why am I not coming yet? Like, I always think that. I think it's my porn brain. Like, you know what I mean? Is. That, you know, in porn, you always see like these women coming and it's, you know, it's fake. But like, that's what I can tell the second I have sex with somebody, how much porn they watch, you know?
Yeah.
And as much as I know, I host this podcast. I know a lot of, I feel like I know a lot about sex.
Yeah.
And I recognize that like orgasms are all different and arriving there is all different. And it's being comfortable with yourself and you're knowing your body and yada, yada, yada. And yet I still find myself locked in that thought pattern. Isn't that wild?
Same, you know, sometimes really? I feel like that too. Yeah. Especially with orgasms. Cause I'm like, I want it. Right. And so I'm thinking about it. You know, I have a friend who says when she gives a blowjob, she counts from 1 to 60.
How come?
So that she knows like, oh, I'm giving it like a full attention for 1 minute. And I'm like, is that good? Like, are you feeling the pleasure? She's like, no, but the point isn't the pleasure. The point is to give him pleasure. So I'm just counting.
I don't think she likes giving a blowjob.
No, I don't think so. But that's her like method. But I would say that's intrusive thoughts too. But the first thing is sexual mindfulness and the ability to be present during sex. The second thing is what we just talked about, sexual self-esteem.
Okay.
The higher the sexual self-esteem, the more likely you're going to find your sex life satisfying.
Okay.
And sexual self-esteem comes from understanding your capability as a sexual person, loving your body and your naked body, the ability to have sex in, you know, broad daylight or with lights on.
Not
feeling ashamed about body parts. Ooh,
a lot of people struggle with that.
With that. I was just talking to someone who said, you know, penis anxiety is a real thing. And a lot of young men have penis anxiety.
Because they don't think it's big enough or it's crooked, too crooked, or it's not getting hard or like
they're concerned about the size, the smell, the girth, the, you know, aesthetic, the like, all kinds of things. They're concerned because they watch mainstream porn and like these porn stars have beautiful penises, like 8-inch, no hair, you know.
I could totally see that.
They have penis anxiety. And I mean, don't even get me started with women. Like for all our lives, really, all we see are, you know, models and just seemingly like really perfect bodies on magazines and TV shows. So yeah, like we have issues, you know, I've been working through my own like body image issues for like 10 years. Hate my body. Yeah. And
how'd you get beyond that?
Sexual meditation.
Really?
Also, you know, I'm not sure if I can talk about it on this show, but I would say my psychedelic journey.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the psychedelic journeys are all about like bringing you into the present, like finding yourself and who you are and like relieving trauma and opening up those like neuro pathways to fully connect again, instead of being shut down. Right.
Yeah. Yes. 100%. Okay. And I was able to fully connect with myself and love myself. And after that, I worked a lot on integrating what I had learned during those sessions, like my ayahuasca journey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say I'm like 100% have overcome it, but I would say I'm 90% there. Like I feel really good about my body. Every single day I look at myself, I'm like, damn, I'm sexy.
Good for you. Go girl. That's amazing.
Thank you. But it doesn't mean I don't have like days where I feel bloated and I feel shitty. Right. And yeah, we're so harsh on ourselves too.
Too harsh.
But yeah, that's the second factor is your sexual self-esteem, comes from like different things. And then the very last thing, and actually any sexologist will tell you, this is the most important thing for sexual satisfaction, is sexual communication.
Oh, okay. There we have it again. Communication.
Yep.
Now, are we talking about verbalizing words?
We're talking about different things. So it could be macro communication, which is talking about sex, right? It could be micro communication, so verbal feedback during sex.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's macro, there's micro, there's about sex, there's during sex, but there's also other communication practices that allow you to have a more fulfilling sex life, like sexting. Sexting is communication.
Right. Totally. Right?
Computer mediated communication. And it's research found for people in relationships, sexting actually contributes to sexual satisfaction big time.
Yeah. I mean, I love sexting.
Right. Like, of course you do.
Yes, of course
I do.
What
do you send?
Oh, that's a great question. Like, I'll send like sexy like boob shots, like nipple shots or whatever. I'll like text like I'm feeling horny or like I loved it when this happened, or you know, just things like that.
Yeah, I love that. And also a fun way, a unique way for sexting, if listeners want to try, is to record your moan and have them use it as a morning alarm.
Stop. That's amazing. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm writing that down.
You're like, I'm doing this tonight. I'm sending it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He can wake up with a little horny Megan every day. Like, it's amazing, especially long distance relationships.
Yeah. Good advice. Okay. So sexual satisfaction is sexual mindfulness, sexual self-esteem, and sexual communication. 1, 2, 3, boom, boom, boom. Literally sounds like great advice for every factor of life, every facet of life.
Yeah.
Except nobody talks about sex. We just think like it's supposed to happen, but it takes work.
Oh, yeah. It definitely takes work. It takes effort, conscious effort. It doesn't just happen. I think when you're in your early 20s, you think it's just like, you know, you just stumble upon sex and you just have sex and it was fun. And yeah, but there's so much more. I mean, even someone who studies sex, I'm learning new things every day. Mm-hmm. I have just even recently, like just a couple of years ago, learned about Tantra because I'm not educated in the Eastern philosophy. I'm educated in America. So I learn Western philosophies and methods and, you know, the psychology behind different things. But I've never learned these other things that existed that they don't teach in school.
You know,
tantric sex, tantric massages, sexological body work, somatic sexual like wellness, somatic sex coaching, things like these, they don't teach in school. It's like a Eastern, slightly like spiritual sexual thing.
If you do, like if you go on a retreat or something, hit me up. I want to go too.
You want to go with me?
Yeah, I do. Perfect. Like, I mean, I'll bring my partner, or I'll, you know, if you go alone. But yeah, I would love to do something like that. That sounds amazing. Yeah. And just like good for get to know yourself.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of, and it's scandalous because there's like a whole Netflix show about it. Orgasmic meditation.
No.
The OM, like OM.
No, I'm going to I'm going to watch that. I love documentaries. Okay. Yeah. Orgasmic meditation. I'm definitely going to watch that. Tell me about, what is that? Or not meditation, orgasmic.
It's meditation? Called orgasmic meditation.
Oh, it is. But okay.
I don't see it as meditation per se. And when you watch the show, you'll learn more.
Okay.
But basically, they got started, like they became famous because they guarantee these, like, you know, sexual pleasure for women. What it is basically, I'm not doing it justice because it's a lot more nuance, but basically what happens is you go in either with your partner or no partner as a woman or someone with vulvas, and then you like become a part of this practice where you like start, you know, massaging yourself, your partner or the partner at OM that they assign to you, start massaging you, and then assigned you like open your legs and it's like, a 15-minute fingering session.
Okay, is that the one where it's like the slow, like tap tap? Okay, yes, I've heard about this orgasmic massage, but only with like a partner, not with just, you know, a random partner.
Oh, no. Yeah. When you go to, well, I don't know if they host it anymore, but in the past, when you go to their retreats or events, if you don't come with a partner, it's okay. You can get a partner there to do it for you, because the whole point is to release and surrender and enjoy, because you do nothing in return. Like as a woman, you don't do anything in return. You just receive for 15 minutes. And for some people, like that act alone, they're like crying, because as a result, they're like, oh my God, I have never given myself time like that. Like I'm always giving, taking care of people, taking care of my husband, my kids. And I was never just receiving 15 minutes, and it's all about me. So it's powerful. However,
yeah, I can see that.
When you watch a documentary, apparently there were some like internal abuse.
It's the most vulnerable place on your entire body. Like that just sounds like a recipe for a disaster if you're not with you know, someone you know and trust.
So yeah, so the documentary is kind of dubbing them as like a like pleasure cult, like a cult where there's a lot of sexual abuse, which, you know, I don't know.
Sounds like I don't know. I'm going to watch it and get back to you.
Yeah.
This has been so interesting. Okay, Dr. Tara, we can find you on TikTok. We can find your podcast. What's your podcast called?
Love Bites by Dr. Tara.
And it's, how do you spell it?
L-U-V-B-I-T-E-S.
Okay, perfect. I have loved talking to you. You sound like, it feels like talking to a friend. This has been so easy and comfortable and so informative. Thank you so much. And let me know about like any retreats or anything. I'm serious. I'm going to follow you on TikTok and Instagram and whatever I can. And so let me know.
Let's go together. I'll send you a DM.
Totally. Okay, perfect. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Tara. Yeah, appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
You have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That was so much fun. Honestly, she does seriously feel like a friend. Sometimes you just get a guest that comes on. They just feel like a friend. And she is one of them. Yeah, so interesting about the dating apps and how like a lot of men and women are on dating apps looking for validation and self-esteem. Makes complete sense to me. I feel like people just sit on these apps and they don't even like talk on these apps sometimes. Even when you connect, it's like they just wanted to connect, or maybe they are talking and sounds like an interview. It's just so weird. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to this episode of Intimate Knowledge. Dr. Tara was so much fun to talk to. We got through our topics of the day, our interesting points. I am headed to the wedding. I'm going to Charleston in a couple days. I haven't been there. It's long to get there. I don't think there's no direct flights from St. Louis. Oh, wait, there is. I got a return flight, direct flight. It's expensive. It's supposed to rain the whole day of our wedding. Poor thing, but can't wait to see my man. It's going to be so much fun. So till next week, because if I know, you know. Okay. Bye, everybody. Follow me on Instagram. Watch my life, my up and comings. See you next week. Bye.
Subscribe to Intimate Knowledge on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.